What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Borley, aka Cat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
You definitely have. You have. We got a lot to talk about. Before we start talking about any of it, though, I do want to throw up this small disclaimer. All right, I just needed to throw that up on the screen. It's fair use. We are going to get into... Doc has entered the building. We're going to get into all of that in one second. Oh, child. All right, so tonight... let's start with this. Tonight, we have added another platform to our multiple platforms that we already use at the current moment, which is Rumble. So I would like to welcome them. Welcome, Rumble. Few things I need to say, though. Since we are here, and we got new people that we're trying to tap into. Let me just say this. You can join the conversation. You can always join the conversation. The number is 443. Hold on, let me put that on the screen. 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. If you're in call in America, always plus one. So just to start, just to let you know, you will be live on air. So everybody will hear what you're saying, as well as myself. You can send a text. I will read it out loud live on air. If you drop a comment below or however that works for whatever platform you're streaming from, if you drop a comment, it will be on the screen so everybody will see it. Just need you to know that one thing. Also need you to know, if you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up on our Gmail account, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. See how I switched it up? I switched it up for y'all because depending on where you are, it's depending on how you say it. I'm just saying. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community. We'll tell you why I really want you to do that later on in this segment, but for right now, that's all you need to know. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get, and that's a big one. That's a big one. I need to do this one thing real quick, and then I will be right back.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
Sorry, I had to get my water. That girl needs to wet her whistle from time to time. Ice water is my friend. Anyway, now I will bring in my partner in good. Hold on. Let me fix a thing or two before I do that. We're bringing my partner in good. Doc, you ready? All right, let's go. Much to talk about this evening, sir.
Very much so. Very much so. How you doing?
I felt a little sad earlier today, and I'm going to tell you why. I thoroughly enjoy our role-playing scenarios. And I feel like now that this case is over, perhaps we won't get in. Well, I don't know. We have plenty of other cases to cover. So maybe perhaps we'll get one thrown in there every now and again. But I'm going to quite miss that aspect of covering this case. And that is why I was sad.
Know what I'm saying?
like I'm going to miss it so much. Like I don't even know how to explain it.
If I hear another, I know what I'm saying. I swear.
Hey, we can baby. That was another one. That was crazy work.
Crazy. Extremely crazy. Yeah, but that was an interesting read, an interesting role play.
Well, there are still civil cases, so Cuba could pop back up in a couple of those.
Oh boy.
He didn't really pop up in the indictment, but. If you are new to this situation, or if you want to know what we're talking about and I don't know what rock you live under, if you don't know what we're talking about, but we are talking about the indictment of Mr. Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, PD, Brother Love. What's the other ones, Doc? What's the other ones?
All those remember PD stood out, but it was Puff Daddy. Diddy, Love, you already said that one. Sean Combs, Puffy.
Puffy.
Daddy, just Daddy itself. he has a lot of names. A lot of names.
Pop Pop, because that's what he made Cassie call him.
Yeah. A man of many names, to say the least.
And I'm guessing what he made Young Miami call him is Poppy. So
P Daddy.
P Daddy.
No, P Daddy. Papa
Diddle Puff. All of these names. All of these names. We are talking about that man, Mr. Combs. Yes. Today, he was found guilty on two of the lesser charges and not guilty of the larger charges.
Yeah, the more serious ones.
Yeah. So that was the surprise of the morning that we did get. But I told you yesterday, if you were here and you were listening, that we got a verdict. You feel me? What the verdict was, we did not know. We are not the jury, but they did find him guilty of
the oldest profession.
Yeah, the oldest profession in the book, doing that kind of thing. Both in which carry the minimum of 10 years. They have to prosecute to the full letter of the law when it comes to those. Now, that would mean it's 10 years per charge. He only got indicted of two. That would still mean he could face up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah, but one thing, I was watching a lot of the stuff just to make sure I was prepared for this conversation today. I know that his team, in a sense, is they're going to try to either get it to where if they do hit the maximum charge of the 10 years, that they run concurrently. But watching a lot of stuff, I know a lot of people were saying that, but the charges, that's not even a big thing, because even if somebody got caught locally doing this, usually you put on probation or something.
Here is the thing, though. Okay, yeah, that's true. All the what you just said is a true freaking fact, right? But here's the up end. So then they requested bail today for him to come home, and the judge said no. So he has no bail. He's still in jail.
Yes.
He's still in that bad place in Brooklyn. He's still there. So with that being said, do you think by the judge not granting him a bail today, not allowing him to come home for the 4th of July, do you think that that is saying something? Do you think that the judge is going to make him do some time? Because now it's not on the jury anymore.
I don't know. Because one part of me is like, all right, so when I was hearing the people that were discussing why he didn't get his bail honored, is because he still potentially is a flight risk, or he is still, quote unquote, a dangerous man. Right. So that is kind of the reason that I'm hearing that they kept him in.
Right.
Now, when it comes down to the actual sentencing part, is he going to get time? I don't know. He's almost been in jail for a year already. So,
but that's just 1 year compared to depending on how the lawyers work it. Mm-hmm. But let's say perhaps the lawyer can't spend that and work it in his favor, and he has to do some time. That's 1 year compared to perhaps 20.
But the big thing that a lot of the lawyers were talking about is the crime doesn't even equate to being in jail, though. That's the problem. But he's still being called a bad person. And that's the thing that I think is happening. Yes, he committed crimes. Yes, they caught him on the two charges. But if anybody else got caught on these charges, they would just get probation and be sent home with a misdemeanor.
But because of his, does anybody else have video of them assaulting the person? Which shows the character of the person that's being put on trial.
And that's the catch. That he was not on trial for that. But that is a part of what plays in people's minds.
But so, that shows that's a character
element.
Yes. You feel me?
Yeah.
So although he wasn't on trial for that, that goes to show what kind of person he can be. He's capable of being. Then also, I want to ask you this. Now, this is just rumors, but I done heard through the grapevine, you feel me, that it's been alleged that Diddy said if he got off this indictment, he was going to jump ship and get the hell out of here and go somewhere else. Perhaps maybe the same thing that a certain Mr. Simmons did, perhaps. What do you think about that?
That would seem more true to me, because at this point, maybe
that's why they was like, nope, no bail.
Yeah, because I mean, if they're just out to get him, then yes, I see him being given some type of sentence of serving some time. Now, is it going to be to the max of the 10 years? I doubt that. Is it like 2 years, 3 years, maybe? But then it's like, well, why are you giving him this when he was not convicted of anything more?
That's why, Doc. We know the real answer. Well, and it don't have nothing to do with the government.
Okay.
It has everything to do with the people. I've been saying this since we started covering this situation. I've been saying this for a long time now. He made somebody mad.
Yes.
And whomever he has made mad has a little bit more power than he does. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot more power than he does. But because it was a jury, which was probably intelligent on his people, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to go with a jury instead of just a judge. You feel me? Because they have that option to make. You feel me? They could have just been like, we just going to get a judge and maybe hope that they could have got the right judge and paid the judge off and then, you know what I mean? Whatever, right? But nah, we're going to go with a jury trial because you can't know what's in the minds of 12 different individuals.
Yeah, that's true. But those 12 individuals,
it's very hard to, you know what I mean, dictate how they're going, and especially you can't change that. And the only way you could change that is if you get to them. This is a federal government case, so it's kind of hard to get to them. You feel me?
Exactly.
But with that being said, now it's back in the hands of the government, basically. So he still made them people mad. And they don't, maybe they don't feel like 1 year is enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the thing I'm still saying is it's going to look really weird if it's anything crazy. If they come back with 10 years max for each count, non-consecutive, that's going to be 20 years in jail for something that people get nothing for. That's going to be the crazy thing.
It could be, maybe it might, they might get the, you know, when it's all meshed together, but it's two different charges. That's the whole other thing. So maybe they give him 5 and 5.
That's still 10 years.
And that's not, but then, you know, if that happens, they, one is they're making an example of him. Let's start with that. Because, you know, it when it comes to this type of stuff, it's not necessarily always fair either. That's like true. Everybody else might go and pick up a little worker.
And the words of 50, you little worker, you.
A little worker. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna call him from now on. I like how that rings. See why he my favorite anti-villain? Because he be giving me some juice sometimes, right? So everybody else can go out here and pick up a little worker from time to time, get their little freak off on real quick. But he pissed some people off. And I think we keep jumping past. He pissed some people off. That's why all of this happened in the first fucker place. He pissed them damn people off. They sent the absolute right attorney Cassie way. They knew that attorney was going to get the damn job done. And then once she start, because now she talking to somebody else about it. Once that starts, because that lawyer working in their favor. So once that started trickling and the story started being told and all of this stuff, oh, okay, now we got something to get them on. You feel me? So it's not going to look like it would look for everybody else because they're making an example of him, which is, I can't cuss that. This is why we got to have this conversation. Y'all, me, y'all, us, we got to have this conversation. Rumble was here to stay. That's no if, ands, or buts
about it. You are good. I checked. I checked.
All right, yeah. Cool. Because fuck. Shit. I just need to get that off my chest real quick. But at the end of the day, you feel me? They're making up an example of him because they want you little melanated popping individuals to know that don't fuck with us.
You uppity Negro.
And especially when we gave you a little leeway, an extension of us to play with. You feel me? But then you want to go and do all this hoopla and shucking and jiving and hooting and innying and stuff. I'm just imagining that this is what they say. I don't know if this is what they say. But just work with me here. Let me cook. So you want to go do all of this and file a lawsuit, and we let you in to a lane that we rarely let you little pickaninnies in. And you want to do that? Well, we about to show you. So it won't look weird. It won't. It'll look absolutely how it's supposed to look.
I think it's going to look, if it's anything crazy, I think it's going to look weird.
But are people going to feel some kind of way about it? Absolutely. But okay. It's not going to look weird. It's going to look exactly how they want it to look. Because they've proven their point. Don't fuck with us. I've been saying this since the shit went down. From the time Cassie dropped us, he done pissed somebody off. I've been saying this, haven't I? I'm lying.
I've been saying it all together.
My eyes are wide open. I've been looking at the situation. This is where we came out with the ... Because listen, got me scared to go outside because I be knowing too much without even being there. You feel me? It just come to me like, yep, that's exactly what happened.
On the reflect back of everything, it is kind of funny to me how they did focus all on the whole sex part of it when if the big thing was supposed to be the government because you did RICO, but they spent so much time on the salacious stuff, as you would say, that it's kind of like it made sense why they didn't convict him on that, because it's like, y'all, far as I know, and this is me, you know, looking back at stuff, I'm like, y'all really didn't cover what he did other than he's Diddy and he used the money that he receives from his company to do this.
Right.
So where's everything else at for the RICO?
And I kept saying that too. Like, I need the focus to not be on the Cassie situation. How? Mm-hmm. Not even on the Jane or none of that. Now, I think with the kidnapping and the car bombing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I feel like I hear my phone, but I'm not going to worry about my phone right now.
Oh, everything okay?
No, it's not my phone. There's something in there. Anyway, because my phone right here. Anyway, but what I kept saying was I wish, like, the focus should not be on Cassie. You feel me? The focus was a lot on Cassie and all the nasty, freaky shit he was doing. All the baby oils and the astral glides that he had in his possession. The dildos. He had a lot of those. I'm just reflecting on the things that happened in this case. A lot of those. But we already knew he had those. It's not like Kevin Hart didn't catch it on camera and like nobody saw it. We saw it. You feel me? We synced it with our own eyes. We synced it, like we saw it. So, but they focus so much on that, and that's where the prosecution went wrong. Or did they? You know, I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but sometimes my little mind start working, and I'm like, or did they? Is this kind of planned out? Like, they had the conversation, like, listen here, we can slack up, but this, that, and the third got to happen. We'll take the Lord out. You're going to do a little bit of time, because that 1 year ain't going to do it. I don't think I'm going to let him off that easy. He got to do some time. He going to do a little bit of time, and then he going to go wherever he go at. But some palms got greased.
From his side, you think, or
from all sides?
Okay.
One thing, let me say this, and I say this, and I be talking to, I hate that we going, I got, because you be saying a little slick shit sometimes, but this is coming from somebody who's dealt with men of the streets. And in the men of the streets, a lot of them have had to go to court. Also, this is coming from someone whose mother, her godmother is, she's a high-ranking attorney within the state situation. But what people never address when it comes to these lawyers is all of them know each other. All of them are friends. They go out and have drinks after court together, perhaps even dinner, discuss the case. They know each other. The judges, the lawyers. So why couldn't that happen?
No, I'm 100% in agreement that possibly could happen. Because have to think about the legal system sometimes, because they know each other. You're just working out backroom deals half the time. If I give you this, will you give me that? Or if right. I lessen this on this case, can I at least get this on this case?
Right.
Yeah. So no, right. That part is true.
The first thing was, and just look at how it went. The first thing was, we going to take away the attempts. He attempted to kidnap. He attempted to blow up. He attempted. We want to take them away first. And then we'll make it a way where it's complicated for the jury to decide that the major ones is punishable by RICO. You feel me? And then once we do that, you got to do a little bit of time, just a little bit. And you gotta grease a few palms, just a little bit, and then you'll be cool. You'll be in, and then you gotta get law. You gotta get out of here, because it's not gonna look the same way ever for you ever again.
Yeah. How do you think life for him goes after, say, all this gets put to rest and is done? How do you think the rest of life is for him?
He goes somewhere where people don't really give a shit about all of that. Because it's not that taboo to them. He goes somewhere like Bali, you feel me, where he can just relate. And he older now, too, so that plays a part, you feel me? And he just chill out. Unfortunately, like, that's the ideal setting. Like, he just goes somewhere and he, you know what I mean, chill out. Maybe try to figure out how to consolidate his business, you feel me? His business affairs, and the good thing is a lot of them, this money is in other people's, in the family name, so that kind of help him out a little bit. And then he just go somewhere and he chill, you feel me? The kids is basically grown. He only got the one baby, and he could work something. I'm quite sure she let him impregnate her. She's willing to go the distance. And they just go and they chill out somewhere, and she good. She makes some money always because she in the tech field. I mean, you know what I mean, like the IT and forensic field. So she going, she good, you feel me? And they just go somewhere and they chill, and that's ideally. But this is Diddy we talking about.
What you say about the character itself?
So I don't know that my ideal painted picture that I just gave y'all is anything accurate to what he would do. Is that's just my what he should do. But I'm the same person who told Drake to drop the case. And guess what? He still ain't dropped the shit. We in court right now about the stupid shit. So they never listen to me. They never listen. But I be telling them some good shit. And whoever they PR people is... Diddy got good PR people, but when it's shit like this, it's like kind of hard to spin this shit. First he said he didn't do it, then he said he did it, and then he went to rehab for it, and then, like, it's just a circus. Am I sad to see the case go out? We still got, So their plan is to... sentence him on Friday. That's the sentencing date. Now,
this Friday?
They also, this Friday, yes, this Friday. because his lawyers and them said they wanted to expedite. Now, they have that option. Why? Because then they can file for appeals and things of that nature. So that's why I would imagine that they chose to expedite it, you feel me? So they could go ahead and get the ball rolling on the other stuff. But the prosecutors want to have a hearing. They're supposed to also have a hearing on the 8th. And I'm guessing that's after the sentence and they see, you know, how they going to work that, whatever, whatever. But the sentencing date is Friday, this Friday, at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Give you a load of Eastern Standard Time.
I just find that was like Friday. That's the 4th. That's a federal holiday. But I just the time was really weird.
Then it's. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. I'm sorry. My bad.
Tomorrow, trash day. Okay.
I stand corrected. My bad. Thursday.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have it in my face right now, so I'm just freelancing. Okay. But it's Thursday. It's the 3rd.
No, and I would understand that he probably doesn't want to spend another day in there. I'd rather just get my sentences. So either I know, hey, I get this time to wait out. I got my however many months or years compared to, my sentences or whatever it is just probation. And then I can get out of here and at least somewhat enjoy my unfortunate new life.
Yeah. So we're going to see how that goes. So I will be paying close attention. Now, they are saying his reaction to hearing the news that they found him not guilty on the major charges. He was, of course, with glee, happy, you know what I mean, thanking the Most High Heavenly Father, telling his family he loved him, you know what I mean? The typical things that you do when you find out that you not get ready to take that big one.
Yes.
Because that's absolutely... If they had found him guilty, that's absolutely what he was about to take. But we also knew that when the jurors kept going back and forth with notes to the judge and the lawyers about certain questions that they had, we also kind of knew he wasn't going to get all of the charges. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it kind of told you that he wasn't going to get all of the charges. We didn't know at the time what charges he was going to get, but it looks like he can deal, it looks like to me, this is just to me, not to nobody else, but to me, it looks like he all right, I'm capable of doing a little bit of time that they get ready to give me if I got to do some time, right? I don't know how I was going to make it through this life, this lifestyle.
Nobody, I don't think nobody wants to sit there and think about that, because for you to be riding so high on life and doing all this stuff, all of a sudden they put a complete stop to it.
Right.
You'll never be able to go back and experiencing any freedom again. That, right. Yeah.
So I hope for him this is a humbling experience, though.
Look, that personality traits. That's the part that's always going to be conflicting, though.
Yeah, he is a Scorpio.
Yeah, and with that, you get to even think he kind of did win per se, because nothing the craziness is out of the way now.
He just can't go back to doing the same old shit though.
Yeah,
and especially at this age, because this was a testament to. This should have been testimony. This because it's you big old now. Your bones don't move the way you can't even. That marathon you ran a few years back, you can't do that no more, sir. Your head, everything turned white.
Hey.
But it wasn't like that when he went in there, so no.
That's true.
This is what it is. You feel me? You got to take it. He was not white when he went in there. Was it Beijing? Probably, perhaps. But now it's all white. You old now, sir. Sometimes all that nonsense, you just gotta leave it behind and sit the hell down somewhere. And this, I hope for sure, for certain, is a very humbling experience for him, because geez Louise, boy, he dodged a bullet.
A heavy, serious bullet at that.
Yeah, you dodged a serious bullet, bro. So I hope this is a humbling experience for him. I hope that he learned to keep his hands to himself. I hope he learned that freak-offs is never a good idea, especially when they're young and restless. The young and the restless.
But as the world turns,
it's never a good idea unless they want the freak-offs. Don't hold it against people that they always got to keep doing freak-offs. Holding stuff over their head. That's kind of crazy work right there in itself. Like, you shouldn't even be doing that. Just let the freak offs come to you. Don't chase the freak offs.
Don't chase the freak offs.
Don't chase the freak offs. Let the freak offs come to you. Let her walk in and be like, you know what, daddy? I want a freak off. And then maybe not hire little workers. Maybe y'all should find some people because that's the whole thing that was a part of the defense's case was y'all are swingers. So maybe go where people get down like that. You feel me? Maybe find a swingers club or organization. They're out there. You feel me? But let the freak offs come to you. Don't chase the freak offs. Don't put your hands on nobody. Probably become a better person, perhaps, because you've done people wrong way before this incident, bro. Way before this.
Yeah.
This just happened to be the thing that knocked you on your behind. You've been doing things for a mighty, mighty, mighty long time to people. Like taking their publishing, and it's in your mama name, nigga. That's what he said. So your mama name. Sorry, Mace.
One of the things that was, speaking of his mom, one of the things that I found kind of funny was when the lawyers, somebody connected with the lawyers had asked them, why is he pushing other things just to get out of jail so hard? Because he's his mother's primary caretaker. And I was like, is that true? Because
financially, yes. Oh, no.
Yeah. But I thought it was an interesting thing that they were using that to get him out sooner rather than later. I'm like, wait, if he's been all this time doing free calls, I don't think he's his mother's primary caretaker. Maybe financially, but I don't think he's there like mom needs to get like, some milk and stuff like that. They got
people like that assist her around the house, like
any
other rich family would have, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, and she don't live in his house. She be there, but she got her own place too, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, and maybe she do live in the house. Maybe that's why he kept taking the freak offs to the hotel.
Aha, dot.
Because, I mean, who want to freak off with that? But I don't know. Who want to freak off with their mama in the next room or across the hallway? Even down the hall. Like, what is she just saying? Like, you know what? She reading the paper. Like, you know what? I need to. Oh! You feel me? Like, who wants their mommy to see them freaking off? And especially with little workers running around.
John, why all these other men keep coming in and out with these bottles of baby oil?
Huh?
No, you didn't. That's what his mom would ask. Sean, why all these men?
Huh? That's all he gets.
Look, Sean, each of them got like a little
bottle, an individual bottle for themselves. What is this?
Sean, so, I don't like your little girlfriend.
I don't know that anybody wants their mom to walk in on. I don't care how cool she is. I would be so just crazy. Devastated if crazy, my mom crazy. Walked in and I was being like, and she just, my door is not locked, first of all. Why is my door not locked? But if she just happened to walk in and I'm getting freaky, let alone the stuff he into.
Walk in, freeze the door. Sean, I need you to go to the pharmacy.
Huh? with his cock hold ass like them. No. I think he liked to watch, but he don't want his mama to watch. That's a bit much. But is he her caretaker? Like, is he by her bedside and putting Bengay on her knees and elbows and, you know, making sure she got a bed? No, he not doing that. Yeah. We know better than that.
And that was just a funny thing, because I'm like, I don't think so. But it was one of the things that they said that they had was discussing for the reason for the expedition of getting him out. It's because he's his mother's primary caretaker. I was just like, really?
The money's in your mama's name, nigga. That's what he said. So she know.
She good.
If the money is in her name. And I remember one year he gave her a check for $1 million. If the she don't need him to be there. That was so... That was fluff. That was fluff. Because she don't really need... She got people that's around that serve her. You know what I mean? She don't need him to be there to do... He don't serve her. He don't serve nobody but himself. Freak offs. He's serving a hot, steamy freak off. That's what he's serving.
Hot, steamy freak off.
Yeah, hot, steamy. Then he said... Do you hear how he said the party's gotta be? He said the heat gotta be all the way up. And in the case, that's the crazy part. Dang, we get to reflect on all the things. In the case, that was one aspect where the hotel, staff of the hotel were being, giving their testimony. And basically they said, he had a tenure. Like when he was coming to the hotels, he wanted the heat all the way up.
Oh, for real? Damn, all right. So he was trying to set the scene. For real.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you a reason to get butt naked.
Yeah, all the way up. They was like, sometimes they would have to bring in extra heaters to get it to the right temperature.
That's crazy.
So, there's so much within this case that it was a lot. That part is over. We still got to get to the sentencing. And then I'm quite sure some appeals are going to pop up and things of that nature. His team seem like they are very ready and prepared. It's go time. All they got to do is put the date on. And like, it's the date. And then if the date is not already on there and submitted. So if he got caught, if he gets sentenced on the 3rd, they'll probably be ready on that following Monday to submit their, you know what I mean? Like, to submit their paperwork. Like, appeal. We want to appeal to those two charges. You know what I mean? So I feel like they are very ready and prepared to get the job done.
One of the other things I had did, too, is I watched the video on YouTube of his team. And it came off really weird to me, the way they were overly thanking him.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Because I'm like, and I would love to thank Sean Combs for allowing us. And it was kind of like, I get if you came in and you talked about y'all winning the case, but it was like that over gratitude of thanking him.
Right.
That was kind of weird because I was just watching.
They said he pretty much ran the case.
Oh really? Okay, cool. Well, that's
I don't know. Like I said. That's my speculation about the palms being greased, but on his defensive side, he had 9 lawyers, and they said that he was pretty much running the show, and especially when it came to that Cassie testimony and making her look like a hoe and all of that, like he was on top of that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But I when I watched that, it was just kind of weird. I'm like, they're paying like extra homage to him when he hired y'all to defend him, and if you defended him and y'all won, but why are you
should be thanking
this?
Y'all. I want to thank my attorneys.
Yeah. So that was kind of weird to me, but.
It was quite weird. I saw that myself and I was like, wow, y'all. I just want to thank Mr. Combs for allowing me to represent him in this case. Next person, get up to the mic. I just want to thank Mr. Combs.
Yeah. And I get the one aspect of this is probably maybe one of the biggest cases they've ever done. So I get that, but I still don't think you thank the person that you defend. I think you like thank the court system, thank the jury Talk about,
I want to thank the jury for, you know, making the right decision. That's what you're supposed to say. Instead, they was, I want to thank Mr. Combs.
So, yeah, that was weird.
It was absolutely weird. It was giving me like, whoa.
What did it do to y'all?
Whoa. Why are we thanking him this hard? Why? I want to thank Mr. Combs. And that's, I swear, that's what each of them sound like. Like, in my head, that's what they sound like when they say, I just want to thank Mr. Combs for allowing me to represent him in this case. So we're going to see on Thursday what happens. Again, court starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will be paying attention. What's crazy is I don't even do a show on a Thursday. So we won't be able to talk about it until Monday. But, well, maybe I'll throw it in there Friday because I'm still debating about it. It's the 4th of July and my kid. I don't know if I'm doing the show on Friday. I can't break the tradition. Like, we watch fireworks together every year. And the beautiful part is we don't even have to leave our own neighborhood. We just pop the chairs out at the end of our driveway and get our little snacks and stuff. And we just sit there and they be, bow, 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 bow. You feel me? Sky be lit up. Especially this house on the corner. So I can't break the tradition. It's something we do every year. So I'm not going to do that to her. But the only way I could work around it is if I do it early. But I want to eat too because I'm a fatty. So I don't know how that's going to work itself out. So probably not. I probably will not be doing a show on Friday. But if I do not do a show on Friday, I'm thinking maybe we do something Saturday. Because it's still music. You feel me? The mix is still the mix. And I still want it. I just don't want to break. So maybe I'll just do a little quick little show Saturday afternoon. So that's how that'll go. But that's out of pocket. All right, it's time for the love notes. We still got civil suits to deal with. We still got a sentencing to deal with. We got to figure out where Cuba stands in all of this. Cuba. We got to figure it out. Anyway, it's time for the love notes. I want to show some love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube. Dang, this is a lot today. All right. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Rumble. Jeez. I think that was a lot to say. I thank you guys. That is called live love, man. Thank you for watching the live show. And if you're watching it afterwards, then thank you for watching the playback. That's always appreciated too. It's love, man. It's love. But now it is time for me to show some other kind of love. This love is for our listening audience because they're our largest audience at the moment. Things could change, but you know, they're our largest audience. And I always try to make sure that I show them love because they're not watching, they're listening. It's time for the love notes. I promise you, it's probably going to sound like the love boat. It's going to be the love notes. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Like the love notes. The vibes. I don't know why, but I feel like it should be somewhere along the lines of that. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? I used to call it Love Doc, used to call it Show Notes. I was never going to call it that. We then realized there's no love without compromise. And so we came to the compromise and now we call it Love Notes. And I promise you, I feel like it should have a theme and it should sound like the Love Boat theme song. I promise you. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. Oh, I did not. It was a lot of papers though. In all fairness, it was a lot of papers. It was. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, and territories on those pages. But we don't do that anymore. We've gone green. We got tired of Doc talking about us all the time. We got tired of him talking about us all the time. So now we've gone green and now we do this. Yeah, baby. It's love. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. Ooh, I love you so much. Thank you for being loyal and dedicated. I promise I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, honeys. Thank you for the love and loyalty. Oh, I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Thank you for just adding joy to my life, man. Just looking at this list alone just makes me happy. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru, hi booze. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this list, these people. And last but not least, Italy, Egypt, Malta, and Tanzania. Hi, babies. Thank you for joining the family. Come back always, because the love is always appreciated. Man, Doc, it's crazy. This list, it grows. I love it. I love this thing of ours.
Let's go.
Sorry, I had to go mafia move real quick, but you feel me? Yeah. Ocean of Nostra, I had to do all of that real quick. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. The diddler almost beat the law. Almost. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Meddling kids.
You meddling kids. Oh, sorry. For my Scooby-Doo heads, you know what we're talking about. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? That was my show, man.
Classic.
Yeah, that was my show. Love Scooby-Doo. And he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for us meddling kids. Doc has said worldwide, when it's all said and done, was justice served? That's a good question. I mean, is it served as it's going to be? It can't be no more served than what it is. He had a panel of 12 of his peers, although kind of sort of they weren't his peers because they've never been as rich as that ninja has been. But right. What CEO, you know what I mean? Like, what major corporation was coming and sitting at that trial? You know how much money they'd be missing just sitting there trying to judge? They'd just say, lock them up. So, but allegedly, do you see what happened? Allegedly, he had a panel of 12 of his peers, and they judged according to what the instructions were that were given to them by the judge, which included both sides' cooperation, right? So I'm going to say justice was served as much as it was going to be. You're never going to have, like, the absolute, you feel me, verdict that you want. You could be like, lock him up for the rest of his life. That don't mean you want to get that. Or you could be, lock him up for 10 days and he get the year. You feel me? You just don't know. So is this served? Is this going to be? They did find him guilty of two things. Although they not misdemeanors, though. This does make him a federal, like, he got fed charges. He still got fit. Like, I don't know. Do that give him street cred?
That's the question that came out of all that. The Diddler has street cred.
Got the credentials. He done been to prison. He was up in there like, what? You feel me? That was something that everybody, he ain't from the streets. He from Mount Vernon. Although Mount Vernon is kind of gangsta. I need niggas to stop saying that. That's Mount Vernon is like Baltimore County. Mm-hmm. You could get some of the same action in Baltimore County that you would get in Baltimore City. So I would say, look at Mount Vernon like that. But at the same time, it was more suburbia, like Baltimore County is, you feel me? But you can get your hitters out of the suburbia. Don't ever get it twisted. But, you know, nobody ever was like, he the most gangsterous. He just was like bullying people when he had his bodyguards. But now he's actually been in prison.
So after all this...
And he doing fed time. That's another reason why he's going to get some time, a little bit of time. Maybe not a lot, but a little bit of time, because it's federal government. They don't want to act like they didn't waste the good people's money.
Oh, that was another thing I seen too, about the amount of money that for the
to try him.
Yeah. Oh, the raids on the homes and all that stuff.
Right. So they don't want to look like they just wasted a whole bunch of taxpayer dollars. So he gonna get a little bit of time. This is not Young Thug. This is a federal case. And they don't want it to tank their little rating score too much. So he gonna get a little bit of time. It's a look. But we got as much justice as we gonna get. Doc has said, that's crazy. No, I gotta say that, but we got as much as we gonna get. Doc has said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, get the app. My name is Kat Lee. Listen, I gotta say this, because you see that message that's on the screen right now? We say, hit the like button, tune in, live show, radio show, get the app. My name is Kat Lee. And I approve this message. Yeah, I did. I don't know what office. Oh, wait. Oh, there go my bling. Al, bling. My name is Kathy, and I approve this message. Now, I still haven't decided what office I'm running for, but I probably should run for something. So, that's my son. My name is Kathy, and I approve this message. Bling. And you see the bling on the screen. I think a lot of people were shocked, Doc. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nobody knew which way it was going to go. Like, everybody was like, is he going to go to jail? Is he not going to go to jail? I guess everybody got some of what they want.
Yeah, I would agree. If you put it that way, I fully agree with that somebody got a little bit of what they want, because if the justice system did what the justice system did, it was honorably. Did somebody see somebody that had a little too much aggressiveness and power fall? You got some of that. Did the justice system railroad a black man? No, that didn't fully happen. So I do agree when you say that everybody got a little bit.
Everybody got some of what. Some people wanted him to be in prison. Wow. He got convicted of lesser charges. They gonna give him what they want a little bit, but then you have the people who like. Taking away somebody's life and liberties. So they got what they wanted, because they didn't take all of his life, even if he do the 10 years, he's still going to be old as dirt coming out. I mean, not old as dirt, but close enough. You feel me? Coming out of prison, he not going to have that same swagger that, you feel me, he had before he went. That's why I said I believe this. I hope and I believe that this is a very humbling experience for him. You feel me? You can't control everybody. Now somebody had control over your life and you been scared shitless. You feel me? Some things ain't under your control, sir. I learned that a long time ago. I've been living by like, I can't control it. Or what the fuck? Oh, well. You know, keep it moving. Nothing to see here. You feel me? I'm not going to dwell on the things that I have no control over. And I think where it was him, it was a power trip because he had control over a lot of things. But this one thing he had no control over. So I feel like perhaps it will be humbling for him. I'm just saying. Can't control everything. I control this, though. Join the conversation. Yeah. The number is 443. Well, if you're outside of America, dial one first. 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. I don't know how I got tongue-tied just that quick. That is just insane how fast it happens. It is. It's just maddening almost. Let me get a sip of water so that I don't have to get happen again, right? That's nuts. You want to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on Gmail. AmbitiouslyThePodcast@gmail.com. AmbitiouslyThePodcast@gmail.com. Check out our coffee. I'm in a rush to get to that because I want to so bad. Listen, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you over there, join the coffee community. I'm tired of the censorship. This is why I said I'm thinking about making some changes around here. Because I'm tired of people telling me I can't cuss whenever the fuck I feel like cussing. I want to cuss all the time. I do. And it's just insane. It's amongst some other things. But yeah, why are you over there? So you can keep in the know about what's really happening. Go on over there. Join the coffee community. Actually, the coffee community, we got the local community. We got some things jumping off. I've been working. I just don't always say things, but it's happening. How you think we got Rumble Live now? Oh, but anyway, so that's that. Just go on over there. All right. Go on. Scoot your boot. Get to getting. Well, wait till I finish and then scoot your boot and get to getting. Anyway, much, much love to our DJ, our residential DJ, DJ Rukezi. The man on the ones and twos. Mm-hmm. Oh, he kills it. And he be laying some treats on us. He do. And he be trying to tell y'all that we will be here forever. We will be here forever. Go, DJ. Because that's my DJ. I'm not even going to do the dance today. Normally, I have a little. But not today. You feel me? Check him out. Make sure you check him out. Now, like I said, this Friday, I'm going to see how I'm going to shake it. I'm going to try. Even I'm going to have to push it up, but that's impossible because I'm going to stuff my face. Like, the holidays is really, that's what it's about for me. I mean, kicking it with my family and all that, that's the top of the top. That's like, that's the cake, right? But the food is the icing. Oh, the irony. The food is the icing. I want to go and pig out, right? And then pay for it later when I decide that I'm gonna walk 8 miles to walk it off. It's a fair exchange. So yeah, I wanna eat. I don't know how that's gonna work. But if I don't do one on Friday, I will be doing one on Saturday. If you're subscribed, then you will get the notification. If you're not subscribed, you better just hop on social media and hope that I post that I'm doing something on Saturday, which I'm probably more than likely going to do a show on Saturday. More than likely. We're probably like at a 95% at this point.
Okay.
Because I just feel naked not doing a Fire Friday. Anyway, but that's that. Okay. And make sure you go over there to the Laboratory Bookkeeping. See what we can do for you, baby, if you want to small business, then we need who you need to talk to get your affairs in order. You know, receipts, taxes, all that good stuff. Anyway, Yeah, that's that. Doc. You think you're going to jail?
The more and more we talk about it, I'm leaning towards yes.
Yeah. It's not going to be for a long time, though. It's not. It's just, he has to go. You can't just do 1 year and then 20 years is shaved off. Possible 20 years is shaved off. That's not how, no.
Yeah, but I think the more and more we talk about it, and the more and more you remind me of certain things, and then I think about the character of him, the more and more I think that, if anything, I don't think it'll be more than five. It shouldn't be more than five.
And he ain't want to work a deal. And no. They ran about that part too. I don't work with feds. You feel me?
Okay, well, if he gets time, I think it's going to be probably max 5 years.
Probably like five. Maybe 10 tops, because like I said, it's two different cases. And I he got five, found we'll guilty. See. But so at that, now, remember, each case holds 10 years. So.
But that's 10 years max.
Yeah, but even so. Remember what I said. He pissed somebody off. They're making an example.
And that's why I think it'll be five cases.
Because if that was the case, they could have just said no to nothing. Like, no, he not guilty on none of it. No, they going to
get it. Because it'll still look kind of weird for the what you are guilty of, or by the court of law, to have 10 years for that. That's just going to look weird no matter what. Because there's no precedent set for that. So, but I think five is like at the maximum top edge, in my opinion. And then probably he only have to do like half of that with probably this time that he's already been in for about a year. So he'll probably be locked up for what? 2 years more? 2 years more? You take the 1 year off where he's already served.
We'll see.
Split in half for good behavior.
We're going to see what the judge says on the third. Okay. We don't know nothing. We not in there.
Yeah, this is all assumption and alleged.
Yeah, we not in there. We're not deliberating about. I ponder how many years that I should give the diddler. I ponder. He did make a fool of the United States government. I ponder. Yeah. Egos be involved. Oh, why the hell I'm sitting here while I'm talking to you? And at the bottom of the screen, the footage of him dragging Casey down the hallway pops on the screen. It's crazy work. It's crazy work. It's crazy work. Well, in all fairness, I am on NBC News, so they just throw it in there like, Putin, don't forget this. Don't forget he did this. He has a propensity for violence. Oh, that's going to play a part, too. No, for sure. That's going to play a part. Because then they like, what if we let him go and he just goes ham? He just start targeting everyone.
That's why his whole bail thing was denied today. I mean, his release was denied today. So
that he might need to be humbled just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more?
Just a little bit more. Just a tad bit. But anyway. All right. Now it is now time for me to give it up the way I need to give it up. This evening's sermon is brought to you at the United Tabernacle of Ambitiously Church. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Listen, what we learned today in today's lesson, what we learned is always you may not get everything. What's going on outside? Everything that you want. But you're going to get what you need, because that's how the Most High giving it up. You got to take it the way it come, baby. We also learned that you should mind your motherfucking business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for when I tell you the business, because I'm nosy as hell. And I want y'all to be nosy with me, but in a safe way. You feel me? Like on a media in my day where I come and I spill all the tea that I can gather, conjure up, and disseminate. And I just be hoping you hear with the dissemination. tapping, not so much, but here lately, yes, because I got some things to say, Mr. Postman. I will not look at thee. I had some stuff to get off my chest. Some Tuesdays it happens. The wiretap, on the other hand, though, I'm definitely telling your business and stuff, especially if you got a court case and it's high profile enough for me to pull it, and you foul and you depraved and you sinister and you heinous and you disgusting and you diabolical and stupid and an idiot and a dumbass. Take it away, Doc. Sorry.
Be corrupt, perverted, wicked, threatening. That's raising him to get his release today. Malevolent, malicious, and my favorite one, insidious.
On the top of the charts. On the top of the charts. Listen, I don't know what's going on in the world, but like I said, everybody got some of what they wanted. You feel me? In this situation, that's how I feel about it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I can't predict the future, but what I can say is everybody got some of what they wanted. but anyway, we got a case. We reading it. What, we need a what and why. I think we're going to do one of them before we hop up into the next case, because I need some fun. I think I got an idea for how to make this fun too and festive. Our next Wednesday, we're going to do a wet and wire. And there will be role-playing involved. because it's fun. I like it. Okay. You feel me? So there will be a little role-play involved. Okay. Maybe not so much on a Diddy case, more on a different kind of role-play, but there'll be some role-playing involved.
A court case, right?
Yeah, we're going to leave the court cases, and this is going to be fun role playing. You feel me? It's a wet and wired, so we're going to be wet
and wired. I thought you wanted to go back and read the dreams of role play case.
Or oh, no, no, no. I don't want to be in his sanctuary.
Welcome to my sanctuary, Kat.
I don't want to be in there. I'm afraid of that place.
Welcome to the sanctuary.
It's frightening. Anyway. But we will be, our next Wednesday will be a wet and wire before we hop back into these cases. I'm getting everything together with Rumble, Cattails coming real soon. oh, it's work. I'm working. Let me cook. All right. Anyway, but other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life, man. Safe, like as the umpire would say. Not bad. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't like baseball, let the church say amen.
Amen.
All right. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Adore your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement, y'all. Like, if you're not encouraging them in that way, I don't know what you're doing. And yes, I did say yesterday that it takes a village. But what I'm also saying is it takes the actual fucking parents. If you need to, you might know what you need to do. But do this. Try this. This way right here. Tell them babies that they are amazing. Let them know they are the goat. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over at NASA. I don't know. Never worked there. But what I do know is get yourself a telescope. Get you a good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. A good one. Requires a little bit of assembly. Comes with scopes, other lenses, beams, freaking apps. Go to National Geographic. They need to give me a sponsorship deal because I'm just promoting the hell out of them. But anyway, that's where I got mine from. After you assemble it and put everything together, go outside with your kid and discover some shit. Maybe an asteroid, a comet, a meteor. I hope none of which is coming directly at you and just going past. You feel me? Because that's kind of dangerous. A planet. Safe. A planet that's not a planet no more. Now they saying it's a star, but in my opinion, it'll always be a planet. Fuck you. It's a fucking planet. Tell me to do a solar system and then tell me, oh, now it's not a planet. Fuck you. It's a planet. If you do come upon a UFO, I'm not going to tell you not to refer me, because they already know what I'm about to say, because I've embedded it in you. I do not want to be beamed up, Scotty. And I don't want to be probed. Skip over my house. Go to the next one. But y'all can tell me about it. I believe you. I just don't want no parts. Thank you. Thank you, aliens. Thank you. Because you gotta be polite so they can kind of listen. I don't know how they get down. Anyway, if they want to work for NASCAR, tell me about NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. They have engineers over there as well. So engineer. I don't know what else they do over there. What I do know is that at one point in time, forever NASCAR has a need for speed. But at one point in time, NASCAR had a thing for muscle cars. You know, muscle cars was king. And in my opinion, muscle cars are always to be king. Not this fiberglass bullshit y'all riding around in right now. It's some bullshit. Muscle cars. Smell the gasoline. Put the pedal to the metal. Oh, okay. My bad. Obviously, I'm passionate about muscle cars. Oh, maybe it's the petrol. I don't know what it is, but I know I love them. And I want more of them. But whatever the case may be, tell them babies that they are great. They are the greatest of all times. Man, do your job. Do your job. hold on. I got to pretend like I'm hot real quick. I'm not actually hot. I'm just like, you know, we in church. It is time for me to give you your fair warning. It's a message straight from the Most High. And you know how I know it's a message straight from the Most High? Because he's delivering it through me, about me and you, and what we should do, which is stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Your lane is over there. Mine is over here. Stay in yours. Over there. You jump into my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I don't want you to get that thing because it's not nice. It's not sweet. It's not kind. It's not cuddly. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. Then the gates won't open. The glass won't raise. You won't have to deal with any of that. Because you do that, you do break the glass, you do press the button, then you get her. You do not want her. She is not nice. She is not. I told you she is not none of those things. Why? I just want us to be friends forever. So I feel like if you know, then you know. You feel? It's that simple. You don't want her. You want the 2-for-1 special. Always a great special. Oh, let me do this early. Hey, you big perp bitches. Always a good special. First, you get as an appetizer, her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. And if you get that appetizer, then what follows up is the entree. Oh, my gosh. A lovely, succulent entree of AU Big Purr bitches. Because if cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy girl. You want me to purr. You want me to purr. But what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Doc. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. And everything's cool. Everything's cool. Aesthetic. Safe way to live. I'm just keeping y'all safe out here. Dang. I know I'm a cussing pastor, but I'll be trying. Yeah, man. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Obviously, nobody is picking and choosing their battles wisely these days. Nobody. It's maybe Kendrick. He is. He's definitely. He definitely did. I don't know, Blackburn. I'm so disappointed in you. Like, of course, Patty Boots. He never. We in court right now. He couldn't have. And then he got fake abs. He definitely didn't. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Then you end up like Patty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots, aka Drake. You end up like that. Who needs that? And then all your lies have been exposed, like you studying hip-hop battles and studying hip-hop. You liar. But Kendrick told us that already, so we're not shocked. He said you lied. I mean, he said it just like, you lied. Then proceeded to tell you what you lied about. You lied! Listen, because if you didn't lie, then you would know that Mobb Deep told you a long time ago. You probably was a little kid, a little baby or something, though. But they said that there is a war going on outside and that no man, Petty Boots, not even you, is safe from it. They said that you can run, baby Caligula, but you can't hide, little Boots, in these streets that we done took. They said, Drake, you walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, you shut. Mama say, mama sign, mama go sign. Had to meditate on that ass real quick. Don't be like him. Pick the war. Fuck the battle. That's my move. Fuck the battle. I'm worried about the war, bitch. Fucking fuck all that petty shit. Be you. It's very hard for me to tell you to be you, baby Caligula. You're not even being you. I don't even think you love yourself. So just heed this message. Be you. I know that it hurt your feelings when he said that he hate the way that you walk. Well, him and DMX said that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. I know it stung a little bit, but you can't help being a weirdo sometimes. Now, you can help the talking thing. You do not have to keep making up accents. And you definitely could have backed out of this lawsuit, but you didn't. And you're going to lose it. We all know you are, but whatever. But the other two things, the way you walk and the way that you dress, be the best weirdo in those categories that you can be. Just stop getting fake abs. Stop filing lawsuits. Stop entering in battles that you cannot win. And everything will be cool. So you'll be all right. And I heard some great advice for you today. Somebody said go into real estate, which would be a safe avenue because you got a lot of money. You could just buy a whole bunch of real estate, you know, and still get a lot of money. It's a good market for you. I agree. My name is Kat Lee, and I agree with this message. Please. I did. I agree. But don't be like y'all. Don't do that. And remember, I think the important thing to always remember is what they eat does not make you shit. Okay? And vice versa. What you eat don't make them shit either. So just focus on you. Okay? You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Dang, you made me skip over this part. You can't make anybody happy. You can try. And I guess the fake abs was your attempt at trying, but it's not really giving. But you just gotta focus on yourself, your inner peace, your inner happiness, and then you can add to other people's happiness. But you can't do that until you find peace and solace and happiness within. Now back to what I was saying, you came in this world by yourself, you're gonna leave by yourself unless you can join. I don't know how that works out, but just focus on you, all right? And listen, no matter how you try to fix it, you can keep trying. They're going to find something else to nitpick about, so fuck them. Tell misery the Lord, evil bitch, to say where the fuck she is and don't come your way. Because we don't hang out with them kind at all. And be you. I said be you already. Now, the last thing I wanted to say, dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. They go into a whole nother dimension. One that you never even knew existed, right? And, well, maybe in that dimension you'll be greater than you are here, but whatever. Dream big, baby. And once you realize and visualize the dream, make it happen. That's all I got to say tonight. Other than Doc, thank you for being here and giving your spill on what's going on.
Well, thank you for having me. I always appreciate it.
Huh?
I'll say thank you for having me. I always appreciate it.
Oh, man. Guess what tonight is, Doc?
trash night.
So we gonna get up out of here, y'all. I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. We will see you Saturday, because I'm not doing the show. I'm not breaking my tradition. We will see you Saturday, where I will give you a mix. All right. I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Bye. Hip hop, hippie out. Bye. Bam. It's like, nah, bye, y'all.